it's almost the end of the line as we're heading toward the end of the decade, and I'm here to deliver the truth as always. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show. And here are three big things you need to know for Monday, December the 23rd, 2019. Number three, you only have a few days left to finish your holiday shoplifting for the season. Well, that's the idea for one guy anyway, who stuffed hundreds of dollars worth of shrimp in his pants and then walked out of the store. Nice. Number two, a two-month search for a woman missing in Michigan after what appeared to be a gunfight at a remote cabin 25 miles from Traverse City has come to an end. A body has been found. The family says it is the woman they've been looking for, closing a very strange chapter. We'll cover it. And number one, Republicans laughing at Democrats making demands on how to handle the Senate impeachment trial for President Trump. Nancy Pelosi, who told us it was imperative, we had to get it done to impeach the president, has now so far refused to send the articles of impeachment to the Senate for consideration. So it's all sort of stalled right there. Not going anywhere. But what's going to happen? It seems that Nancy thinks she has this, I don't know, this leverage, I suppose. This leverage. And as the year draws to a close, I look back on the many momentous events that shaped the news and commentary of the United States in 2019. And like so many of you, I find it volatile and unpredictable. It's a time marked by deep political divisions and irrational behavior in the circle of politics. That echo chamber bunker mentality is evident in all quarters of the political spectrum. The right's outrage goes to the incessant attacks on Donald Trump and his supporters in Congress and around the country. The right is angry about attacks on what it perceives are fundamental issues like freedom of speech and the Second Amendment. The right is also indignant about the expansion of the socialist mentality. I do still think, though, the irrational behavior on the left can be traced to just one primary trigger, the loss of power in the courts. Of course, we've all been witness to the unprecedented partisan pursuit of impeachment against President Donald Trump. We have seen charges and countercharges of abuse of power. In the end, it seems to have changed little. And today, there's little chance the president will be removed from office. In fact, the president continues to roll through a list of promises with what I would say is astonishing effectiveness. The federal benches will be impacted for years to come, as the president closes in on 200 new conservative justices appointed and approved by the Senate. This has had a profound impact already on the 1st, 3rd, and 9th U.S. Circuit Courts of Appeals. There are 13 circuits in all, by the way. And so far, 50 judges have made their way to circuit court benches. Comparatively, at this point, in President Barack Obama's first term, he had just 25. In the end of his 8 years, he had appointed 55 circuit court judges. Trump is at 50 and counting, 187 in all so far. His record of accomplishment has kept, it's been kept nearly secret in the national media, except, of course, for the things they cannot hide. And the judges is one of those things they cannot hide. Of course, the executor of this aggressive push, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who has almost single-handedly focused on reshaping the federal judiciary, twice ramming through Senate rule changes to speed up confirmations over Democrats' objections. Leave no vacancy behind. That's his mantra. He's got a 53-47 Senate majority, and he's able to fill openings at breakneck speed. Now, that philosophy didn't apply back in 2016 when McConnell refused to allow Supreme Court nominee Merrick Garland, Obama's choice to replace Antonin Scalia, a confirmation hearing at own. No confirmation hearing at all back then, not even a vote. But that's what happens when Harry Reid steamrolls the Senate rules and gets rid of the filibuster. Dirty Harry was warned. The Democrats clapped with joy when he did it, because they never thought the Republicans would have control of the Senate again. You know, you didn't think the Senate Majority Leader would leave town without confirming more judges, did you? No, he continues to do that. There are other things that are out in the open for the president to enjoy, to embrace. The economy, for example. The economy is in a place doing so well, the media can't ignore that either. The media cannot ignore that either. And the truth about it is getting out. In fact, let's hear from CNN. CNN, one of the most outwardly anti-Trump networks, period. CNN has to admit the truth when it comes to the economy and other accomplishments. Let's go to bite number one and get a flavor, a taste of it. Bite one.
Take a look at how economic conditions are in the country today. And what we see, we have all the way going back to 2000. And look at this. Most of the time over the last decade, most people have said we have poor economic conditions. But take a look now. Now most people say that, in fact, we have good economic conditions. 76% of the country say we have good economic conditions. Just 22% say we have poor. That is, in fact, the best numbers that we've had since the beginning of not just this past decade, but the last decade.
You actually, and on the debate stage last night, the Democrats were asked about that. And they said, even if 76% of Americans say it's good, maybe Americans don't see it like that. They have a tough sell on that.
Well, maybe they don't see it like that. And I would say, why not? And it's not a critical thing, actually, because you see it, I see it, the average American sees it. We realize that wages are up 3.1% and growing. In fact, wages are up for 16 months in a row. Pretty incredible. 16 months in a row, wages have gone up. And so as you look around, you realize that your neighbors, your friends and neighbors are doing better. You're doing better. Everybody's got more money. Go to the malls right now during the Christmas holiday shopping season. What did you find? I found it to be incredible. And as CNN tore deeper into the issues at hand, they confessed it's not all wine and roses for the Democrats, who are finding it even more difficult to handle President Trump with his continued success. It's bite number two. Go.
Take a look at his favorability ratings. Now his favorable rating, 46%. That's up from 44% in October and 43% in June. And the net favorables, that's your favorable minus your unfavorable, that's up to minus six right now. That deficit has been cut in half. So the president is becoming more popular, in part, I believe, because of the strong, what people view as a strong economy.
And if the president can convince people, and it sounds like he has, that only he can steward this economy, that it wouldn't just be on automatic pilot, that only he has this Midas touch.
That could definitely be the case. And, you know, that might be, in fact, part of the reason why some of the Democrats, you know, we spoke about this yesterday, are becoming less popular. So back in October, Sanders and Biden had net positive favorability ratings. Sanders at plus two, Biden at plus two. Even Warren was just at minus three. And now they're all negative except for Buttigieg, who's basically dead even. So I think you have this combination of Trump becoming a little bit more popular and the Democrats becoming a little less popular. And that's why the numbers are moving in his direction.
There you have it. Even CNN has to just go, you know, here's the truth. The economy's doing great. We can't get around it. People are optimistic. 76% believe the economy is doing well. Well, it seems to be. Christmas season 2019 looking good. 14 after on a Monday. Good to have you here. It's the Steve Gruber Show, back after this. You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance. In Lansing. You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me, and I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling three jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
Or if that resume was from someone who
worked 12-hour shifts at the recycling company with my dad, who's 72. That taught me a work ethic that I carry with me every day.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone.
Growing up where I did, a lot of things could have gotten in the way of my goals. But I learned to push through, and that's what I bring to work every day.
So maybe it's time we look beyond the resume and look to grads of life. Discover new ways to develop great talent that are so much more than what's on paper at gradsoflife.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.